This is WRFI News. I'm Celia Clark. Here's some of today's headlines. Plans for the first public park in the town of Ulysses are on hold. The town includes the village of Trumansburg. Town leaders plan to purchase 30 acres of farmland on Crumbs Corners Road to create the park. Instead, the purchase will be decided by voters in a referendum. The Ithaca Voice reports that a group collected over 300 signatures challenging the purchase. They had concerns, including the location and townspeople not knowing about the purchase until it was announced. Ulysses plans to spend over $200,000 of federal COVID relief money to buy the site. The town says if the funds aren't spent by the end of 2024, it'll have to be returned to the federal government. The date for the referendum hasn't been set. The New York Department of Environmental Conservation, the DEC, says the cleanup of a Superfund site in the town of Fenton has met all requirements. The DEC says the 15-acre site near Binghamton is no longer a threat to human health. 11,000 tons of sludge and soil were dug out and replaced with clean soil. The site used to be an aviation product and electronic components manufacturing facility. It's still a manufacturing facility and zoned for industrial use. A space technology consortium led by Cornell has gotten a $5 million grant from the Department of Defense. The money is paired with another $5 million to a different consortium in central New York that's working to boost the defense manufacturing capabilities in the region. The website for Cornell's New York Consortium for Space Technology Innovation and Development says it's a collaboration between industry, academic, and government partners. It goes on to say that their work is meant to spur the growth of defense space technology, advanced manufacturing, and supply chain capabilities in New York State. For more local news and to subscribe to our podcast, go to wrfi.org/news.